yeshiva you had?
Shiva Torah Chaim, Miami.
Torah Chaim here?
All no, in Miami.
Miami. And you came for Ben Azmanim?
Yeah.
So you have a learning program? Or?
Yeah, we came for the Zman.
What?
We came for the Zman.
Not for Ben Azmanim, for some percentage of the Zman in
Arts. How many guys came?
45.
Wow. Were the Rabbein?
Yeah.
Or were you learning? The Torah is more from Alfei Zohav Chesef. So everyone thinks, what is the Pshat Tovli Torah Aspicho Me'Alfei Zohav Chesef? If you have two options, or to know Kol HaTorah Kula, or to have all the money in the world. David HaMelech says, Tovli Torah Aspicho, to be or Rabbi Akiva Eiger or Bill Gates. It's a guy that has some money. So the shaila is, if you have, you could know to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger or to be Bill Gates. Zog David HaMelech, Tovli Torah Aspicho Me'Alfei Zohav Chesef. Even Rabbi Povalsky, for that, you don't have to come to David HaMelech. I think every guy here, if you will have two pills, one pill, if you swallow it, you become Rabbi Akiva Eiger. One pill, if you swallow it, you become Bill Gates. You can't swallow both, yeah? What pill you will swallow? Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Everyone wants to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Problems in life, we say, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I'm anyway not going to be. So let me have some dollars, yeah? But if you know for sure you're going to be Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you mind? For sure, I'm becoming Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Let me have not a shirt. I'm Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So it was David HaMelech of Tovli Torah Aspicho Me'Alfei Zohav Chesef. David HaMelech means something else. If a person has an option to have Kol HaTorah Kula. And one thing, what are you learning now?
Bo Metzia,
where are you holding?
They're back.
What? You will know Kol HaTorah Kula. Just pour a lekfeilo, you will not understand the Reb Chaim. But chutz that, you know Kol HaTorah Kula. And you have all the money in the world. Or Kol HaTorah Kula with pour a lekfeilo, with not a dollar. You also say Tovli Torah Aspicho Me'Alfei Zohav Chesef. This is the chiddush of David HaMelech. And that, it's Mefurash Yerushalmi, the beginning of Brochus. Afilu Dovor Echod Min HaTorah Yoyser Me'Alfei Zohav Chesef. Afilu Dovor Echod Min HaTorah Yoyser Me'Alfei Zohav Chesef. What is the pshat? So I want to tell you a mushal. It never happened, but it's a mushal. I had a dream. There's a big lottery, $100 billion. The number is 2, 2, 5, 6, 8, 3. Okay, I wake up in the morning, all excited. What I'm going to do with $100 billion? I have a plan. The first billion, I'm going to open 10 yeshiva smir. I'll have every moment learning in my name, 150,000 people. The second billion, I'm going to make art schools in every color. Green, red, all over, Spanish, all art school, all over. The third billion, I'm going to open 20 or so mechs all over the world. Every 2 minutes, I'm machzir a family with you. The fourth billion, hatzola. Every 3 minutes, I give birth. Every 2 minutes, I save someone. The fifth billion, I'm going to do Mishneh Berurah, you know, all different languages. Every minute, someone's doing Mishneh Berurah in my name. The 6 billion, I will do something for the Russians. I don't know exactly what. The seventh, I will do high life. You know, it will be a lot of high life that every bocher could, and a lot of boys want to be cancers, and there's no place for everyone. So, like this, will be a lot of high life, so everyone can have a place to go there, you know. Thank you, guys. So, anyway, this is my plan to do all the mitzvahs. After 2 hours, I'll put a manager, I'm going back to learn. All excited. I get up, I'm running to go to get the number. I see a friend of mine. He's asking me, where are you going? He's okay. Back and forth. He also had the dream. He also has the number. Because we started to fight. Who will go? He tells me, you know what I'm going to do with the money? I says, what? He says, the first billion, 10 yeshiva smir. Every second, 150 people living in my name. Second billion, art school. Every minute that the Yehbi falls into my account. Like pages are filing into my account. The whole time you see my account, my pages are. The third billion, Hatzalah. 4 billion, Eshatayr, Osamech. Every minute I'm machzer b'tshuva. Every minute I have a family chayzer b'tshuva. 5 billion, Russian, Mishneh Berurah, High Life, all the mitzvahs. I don't know what else mitzvahs are. No. Because I told him, I want the mitzvah. Started to fight. He tells me, Herzachai, Nissen Kev. Steht in Rambam, Im Yochel Asis al Dei Achayrim, Ina Alat Mevatel Talmud Torah. You learn Nissen Kev anyways. I'm not learning. So you go back to learn. Noch einmal in der Reb Chaim, the difference from Kefil, Be'evet, you know. And I will do it, because I'm not learning anyway. I'm a balabas. I'm parking. I'm not learning the word. But Yochel Asis al Dei Achayrim, you don't have a heter. So what I have to do? So I go back to Miss Medrash, Nefek Fetch, and those 2 hours of Boch Bell. And that guy is running the show. It's fear or it's not fear?
It's fear.
Why it's fear?
Because everybody has their...
But I want to have so much eschus. I have that opportunity. The teretz is, with the 2 hours that I learn, I'm getting more schar from supporting 150,000 people learning, from printing all the articles for all the Mishneh Berurahs. Not because I want it, because Hashem, this is more important. One, tell me, what David HaMelech you think wanted to make Baal Vizov HaChesed? A private jet? A private yacht? No, Baal Vizov HaChesed, he was planning to print the art school. He was planning to make Meshiva Smir. For that, and he says, tell me, think I speak of Baal Vizov HaChesed.
What's the pshat?
Talmud Torah, can I get Kuram? That is
more.
Billion times more.
Learning a word myself is better than...
Supporting the whole world learning is one. When you're learning, you have a bigger schar from Abba. Mefurash Taz. The Taz says, Mordechai HaTzadik, his seat in Sanhedrin was number 3. After, it says in Shulchan Aruch like this, in Yeradeya, Godel Talmud Torah, Yoitzar Me'atzolas Nefoshes. Like the Taz, is not true. We know Pikoach Nefesh, Doiche Eskola Torah, Kula. So the Taz like this. Godel Mishabol Yodit Talmud Torah, Mishabol Yodit Atzolas Nefoshes. Why? It says, Mordechai HaTzadik, his seat in the Sanhedrin was number 3. After the Megillah, they moved him to number 5. They said, Hashem doesn't like you learning so much. Mordechai saved the whole Klal Yisrael. Rambam, Shas Oiz V'Hodo, B'Shus Mordechai, he saved Klal Yisrael, right? Rambam Frankel, B'Shus Mordechai. Hashem, every time it's Hashem. But who saved Klal Yisrael? Him and Esther. So every learning in the world is in the name of Mordechai. If Hashem would love you, Mordechai, no, you would not do Natschus. You would just sit and learn. And the Megillah would not be by Mordechai the Esther. It would be by Yitzchak v'Shoshana. You didn't like, you're learning so much, we gave you Askonis. We don't understand what it means. This is what the Taz says. So bigger the guy that did not have, most of the time Mordechai was a Yid that sat and learned, he's bigger for Mordechai that had to save Klal Yisrael. This is what the Taz says. Now, I want to explain to you. If we will understand what I'm saying now, you will never have any soyan to sit and learn. And I thought when I got married, it's also a story that never happened, but just to explain to you, when I got married, I wanted to learn. My wife wanted a husband. So we had like a dialogue. So we made up that I could learn till 1 o'clock by night and from 6 o'clock in the morning. I think every night 5 hours to give, I think it's a lot. Not once a week. Every night I'll be home for 5 hours. It's major. Any night, 7 days a week, I'll be home for 5 hours. I'm a tzaddik. I'm asking. One night I show up 2 o'clock. My Rebbe says, it's not what we made up. So I'll tell you, I live in Arnof. I was about to walk in, 5 to 1. Outside was a bus that tipped over. 20 people flipped out the windows. I did mouth to mouth. I don't know how, but I was blowing into the mouth till the ambulances came. And then I helped to tie them because they said if they moved them without tying them, the bones could fall. I don't know. I was tying them. I'm sorry I was late. My wife says, my husband, I'm proud of you. I thought, now listen carefully. I did something bigger tonight. I learned for an extra hour. What do you say now? Talmud Torah can get kulam. I learned an extra hour. You're even more proud of me, right? If we will understand the chashivus of Talmud Torah, we would never stop to learn. The Yitzhar Hore doesn't let us to feel like that. I don't know if once one of you saved someone drowning. No. Miami?
Our Torah
saved
someone drowning.
Wait. I want to ask you, Shail, if you would save a kid drowning, you know how good you would feel? For a week, you would not have to daven. I'm telling you. If you would save a kid and he would become a Moshe Feinstein, for a year, you would not open a safe. If you would feel that when you're learning, it's much more from that, you would never close the Gemara. The Yitzhak has a koyach not to let us. And our generation is a new kind of jealousy. You Baruch Hashem, you look like choshev guys. So upset I didn't meet you when I was in Miami. You live in Miami or you live in Miami?
Some.
But if you will understand the chashivus of Talmud Torah, for choshev bachim today is a new Yitzhak. It's Yitzhak, the bad Yitzhak, the street, the internet, the sports. But it's not for choshev. You look choshev guys. You don't look that type. As a Nazi, it's all, you're jealous. Look what this Askin is doing. Look what Talmud Torah is supporting. Like the dream of a guy today is not to know Shas, it's to be the guy that's supporting the whole Likud. This is the Yitzhak of our generation. He's killing us from inside. The most, maybe the guy that's supporting will also get Tzchar. But Talmud Torah can make it cooler. If he can't do anything achirim, if would not be a yesod that be'en yochel asis, you'd have to do mitzvahs, so there's no Torah. Torah is rules what to do, so we never do the rules. So the mechanic of the Torah has to give us that we have to do the rules, because if not, there's no Torah. Say Talmud Torah is more important than the mitzvahs. So what we're learning, not to do. So it's not Torah. The mechanic of Torah has to be that his rules and is a system. So because Torah is like is a system of mitzvahs. And when it's oinus, you get schar for these mitzvahs as well. But every morning we say, V'talmud Torah, can I get kulam? Torah is more important than that. And this is what we are. And if a boy will understand it, it will be so hard for him to stop and learn. That is the koyach of Talmud Torah. That is the power of Talmud Torah. The person understands what is the Talmud Torah. What is the koyach of Torah? The esh of Torah. What about the next step? Echod b'tzahar, yoyso mimer shaloi b'tzahar. The Ovi Mechav B'tzahar, a martial person came to the Shomayim. All of his mitzvahs he had in a sandwich bag. So this is what you have. So now I remember like a morning seder, my chavrus at 12 o'clock would check out, and I learned for an extra hour. They gave me another 20 boxes. What else? Second seder, my chavrus would come late for an hour, and I would be there. Another 20 boxes. Night seder, my chavrus would just miss every third day. Another 30, 40 boxes. He has 100 boxes. He comes into Gan Eden, he meets his chavrusas. He tells them, why you came? If you would never come, you know how much Gan Eden I would have? In this world, when it's hard for us, we feel terrible. But in Olam Haba, if tzar ag, echod b'tzar, yisem emer shalei b'tzar. The kid came crying to the Ger Rebbe. Oh, I'm so stupid, I can't understand my learning. He's crying. The Rebbe told him, I'm so jealous of you. I grew up, I know I'm going to be Rebbe, I was smart. You have it so hard. Every day that you learn is like 100. In 3 days, you do what I do in a year. Echot b'tzar, yoyisam emer shaloi b'tzar. They say over, someone came up, Chofetz Chaim, a mashal, a yid came up to the Shomayim, and they asked him if he has mitzvahs. No mitzvahs? My rabbi was makbid to daven shachris in the shul. He put the shachis in the shul, all of the averis, Gehenna. He sees the black angels are coming with like big nails to catch him, like talp. And then suddenly he sees thousands of little white malachim putting slush and mud on the mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs wins. He asks them, what is this? He said, when you were walking in the morning to daven, in the mud, in the snow, we collected all of that mud. Gan Eden. A week later, another guy passes from that shul. Yeah, mitzvahs. No. The rabbi said to daven shachis. Put the shachis ala haveris. Gehenna. All the black angels. He looks, no one is coming. He says, bring my limousine. Put it on the scaler. It's much more from all of the mud. He said, no. In this world, we don't weigh the limousines. We make mud. People in this world are sad when it's hard. They don't understand that is the time to fight. I don't know what was in Miami today. I was actually recently there. But when I was a kid, it was a game. So. Hello? בסדר, תשלם, אני אחרי זה, הכל בסדר. תשלם כמה שצריך ואני אחרי זה אשלם. בסדר? יש לך כסף עליך? בסדר, תשלם. בסדר? בסדר? הלו? My Isurin. I lost my wife and I have a son. 2 weeks he didn't go to school. Today I managed to convince him to go to school. And I saw his rabbi calling. So I'm not sure that he's not in trouble. So person thinks it's hard. So when I was a kid, it was a game. I don't know if they have it. I'll tell you how the game was. I don't know. I don't remember the name. But the way it was like this, was a game. It was a yellow man. He ate little pieces. I don't remember his name, but I'll tell you what he did. Every piece you ate, you got a dot. Then they have strangles. You get 200. Then comes the cherries. If you eat a cherry, it's 1,000. Strawberries, 2,000. But what? If you don't eat them, they become eyes and they eat you. Now, they give you 3 lives. Remember when I was a kid, I sent them a letter. By us, it's Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vikov. They give 3 lives. Now, I want to ask you a question. When you play that game, if would be no eyes, you just go around, eat that, 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 that. Is the point to play the game? No. That, 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 that. There's no point to play the game. There's no game. There's no game here, right? The whole game is, this is life. Hashem puts you in this world. For every good day, you get a dot. He sees you're a good boy. He throws you a cherry. This means a hard day. If you eat it, 1,000 dots. If you will not have cherries, dot, 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 you'll finish the world of a year, 365 days. Maybe you buy a plastic chair in Gan Eden. So comes a hard day, I go to bed. After a week, Hashem says, okay, we'll start again. Make it easy, he comes to learn, everything goes, gishmak. For that, he's getting peanuts. After 2 weeks, he's going good. Hashem gives him, okay, his chavrusa leaves him very hard. Fest a cherry. If he does that, it's 10,000. Again, he says, I can't. He goes back to his room. He doesn't understand. These are the days that make it. When you're not in the mood to learn, learn. When you don't have a cheshik to learn, learn. When you have a cheshik, maybe also learn. but chav, these are the days. This is the game. Now, all of you are young. The person is a shaila, I'm cut for learning. I'm not cut for learning. I had to discuss with the rabbi. I'm not going into that now. But in these years that you're a bacher, what you will answer? What you will answer? Just grab and grab and grab. Mitzvah Hashem, you have a tzlocha v'siyata d'shmaya.